Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rabbi Eliyahu ben Harav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Avoisai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyam HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is right around the corner. This is the last call to register for this special evening of Kavod HaTaira and Simchas HaTaira. We will have the schus to hear Divrei Chizik from Harav HaGoyin Rav Yerucham Olshin, as well as from Harav Moshe Brown, Harav Eitan Feiner, and Harav Aaron Sorsher, our guest of honor. You don't want to pass up on this one-time opportunity to meet the Magid Shir who will be flying in from around the world. 6:30 will be the reception to greet the Magid Shir, followed by the Seuda Siyam at 7:30. To make and secure your reservations for this magnificent evening, please visit shasilluminated.org/Siyam or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427. We are looking forward to greeting you personally.
Nida Daf Mem Tes. Welcome, everyone. The Mishnah today tells us, in the Daf Mem Tes, Aleph, tells us three halachas, three dinim, each one by itself. First din of the Mishnah is Klicheres, which is Machnis Mashke, is also Moitzi, but if it's Moitzi Mashke, then Lav Davka, it's Machnis. So the Mara says in Afkamina, or this Moitzi and Machnis, is that when it's Machnis, possible even for Mechatos, and also possible Mishum Gistera. When it's Moitzi, then it's still considered a Kli Lagavi Mechatos, but only looking for Gistera, it's possible. What's the din of Gistera? Rashi explains, based on Gemara and Chulin, that a Kli Cheres which is broken is still Mekavol Tuma, if it could still be used, even though it's only part of the first Kli, but if it's still usable, it's Mekavol Tuma. But if there's a break in the Gistera, and now it's Moitzi Mashke, so then it's not Mekavol Tuma. The reason is because only a Kli Shalim do we try to close up the hole. A Kli that's already broken, so Eimavim Gistera La Gistera. We don't try to close up the hole with something else. Once the Kli is already broken and now it gets a hole, even of Moitzi Mashke, so then it's not considered a Kli Bechlal and it's not Mekabel Tuma. Those are the dinim. There's one already here on the din of Gistera, another are on the din of Mechatas. And the din of Gistera, so the Netziv here is Ma'irer, big question in Pshat. Now why does the Mishnah tell us this din by Ikli Cheretz? Right, these halachas apply to all Kalim. All Kalim are kosher to Mechatas. And all Kalim, when they're broken, there's some Mekabel Tuma. And now when they're Moitzi Mashke, when the broken Kli, the Gistera, has a nekev of Moitzi Mashke, then it's not Mekabel Tuma. So this entire Mishnah applies equally to a regular Kalim. Why does the Mishnah say Davka by Kli Cheretz? The Netziv in Merim Yitzodet, he so wants to say that this is a right to the Shitza Rambam in Perek Yud Tes of Kalim Halacha Yud. That they did the Sugya of Gemara and Chulin of Gistera, that Gistera is Mekabel Tuma, it's only by Kli Cheretz. By other Kalim, when they're broken, they're not Mekabel Tuma Bechlal. Even though they're still usable, you can still stand them up, and they're still usable, they're not Mekabel Tuma. That is the opinion of the Rambam. The Ravid argues with the Rambam. The Ravid there says, I know, that applies to all Kalim, not only to a Kli Cheretz. The Siv says, our Mishnah is a smach to the Shitza Rambam. And the Rambam, that the Mishnah says it's in only by Kli Cheretz, because the other Kalim, it's not negated the whole din Bechlal of Gistera. That the Mishnah come to tell us that then also of Moitzi Mashke, that it's possible as a Gistera, it's not Mekabel Tuma as a Gistera. That din is not negaya by other Kalim, because the whole din of Gistera is not negaya by other Kalim. So that's why the Mishnah says, V'davka by Kli Cheretz. It's a beautiful riot to the Rambam. The Netziv concludes, that's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch, in Erechayim, Simir Kuf Nun Tes, Sef Beis, in the name of Netzilas Yadayim. It says that if you have a Kli that's broken, so it's still kosher for Netzilas Yadayim, as long as the water is being poured out derech the Nekev, and not through the part on top. So therefore the water comes directly from the Kli onto your hands, it's still kosher for Netzilas Yadayim. Yet the Magen Avraham there argues, Mishnah in Sivkaton Gimel, Mishnah Berurah also in Sivkaton Yod, brings down that the Smag and the Smacha, they say not this way. They say that a broken Kli is not usable for Netilas Yadayim. So says the Netziv, this Machlekes between Torah and the Shulchan Aruch on one side, and the Smag and the Smak and the Magen Avraham and the Mishabur on the other side, it's totally machlekes the Rambam and the Ravid. If either Ravid, a broken kli is still a kli, as long as it's usable in its current state, it still has Teiras kli on it. It's a Mekabel Tumah, Tumas Kalim, and it's also therefore kosher for Netilas Yadayim. It's considered a kli. That's the opinion of the Ravid. The Rambam holds not that way. The Rambam holds that lo ilam, a broken kli, is not a kli. So there's a riboy that a kli cheres is mekabel tuma when it's broken. That's the Gemara in Chulin, running out of a pasuk. So you knew you didn't buy a kli cheres, but lo ilam, other lo ilam, it doesn't have a teres kli on it. It's only for kabbalas tuma that was nisrabit. So may have for netilas yadayim, everything is puzzle. Every broken kli is puzzle for netilas yadayim because it's not considered a kli. That's the gishmak of artyar in itziv. Another point here is within by mechatos. More here that a kli cheres that's moitzi mashke is still kosher for mechatos only when it's machnis mashke is it possible for mechatos. Akoponim to mevor the dover pashut that you could use a kli cheres for mechatos. So Yishenim are bothered that the Gemara says in Yuma, the meaning of Yuma, that kol ma'ase chatos are b'klei glolim, klei avonim and klei adama, which are not mekabel tuma. When they would, the whole asek of using of the mechatos was dafka done with king and not mekabel tuma. So how come here we see you could use a kli cheres? Kli cheres is a mekabel tuma. So the Tesis says here, Tesis de Ramaschil, kosher. Tesis says that Gemara is only referring to the process of imitar the koyin that was served the para. That's the Gemara there in the Minhag Yuma talking about the koyin gadol before Yom Kippur, the 7 days before Yom Kippur. The Gemara compares it to the koyin ha-serif as a para. It also was separated 7 days before he burned the para aduma. So there it says that kol ma'aseh para are b'klei glolim, b'klei avonim, b'klei adama. That was a unique chumrah that they made for the koyin ha-serif the para because they were makel to be metame. The tzukim held that only a tokoyin that's mamish tar is kosher for the paraduma, but the chazal held that no, that even a tful yoyin is kosher for the para. So they were in order to show against the tzukim, they would dafka be metame the koyin that served the para, and then he would be toivel, and the same day that he served the para, lahoytzi mi liban shal tzedukim. To show that even a tful yoyim is kosher for the parah aduma. So because they had this, they were makel to a certain degree, to be metameim and to use a tful yoyim, so they had extra chumras. So we shouldn't think that it's so easy to burn the parah. So one of the chumras that they had is they davku would use kalim that were not mekabel tuma, klei glolim, klei avonim, klei adama, in order to metire the kohen, serve as a parah, to meimase, whole week before him, when they would be metiring him, they would be mas on him from the mechatos. They would use dafka kelim and shunam mekabel tum. That is the tarts of tesis. However, the Ramban and the Rashi and the Ritva, they also ask this question of tesis, and they do not say like the tarts of tesis, which is l'chayr simple tarts. So it seems the reason is because tesis quoted this din from the Gemara in Yuma that all the ma'aseh paros was done by klei glorim, klei avonim, klei adama. The Rishonim have recorded as being a mishnah in Maseches Paro. As always, a standard that was done in every parah aduma was this way, that you use kelim and not mekabel tuma. So therefore, they were not able to answer that this din was only said by the kohen aseret for parah. They held that it applies in every in all process. Anytime that we use the mechatos, the nefer chatos, we would always need to use kli glolim, which are not mekabel tuma. Therefore, they did not say the teretz. The ma'isa, there is no such mission in Maseches Parah. The Grim ben Menachem, who wrote the Oros on the previous, on the Rashba, not the Mosar Kug Rashba, the previous Rashba, the Zichron Yaakov Rashba, there's more of this on the Rashba, on the Ramban, they quoted this Mishnah, there's no such Mishnah. In the Oros and the Mosar Kug Rashba, he also quotes this Oros from the Grim ben Menachem. Ma'isa, there's no such Rashba, there's no such Mishnah that we have. So that's why Tzeis didn't ask from such a Mishnah. So Rachim the Rishonim did quote such a Mishnah, which according to this Mishnah does not exist. Akoponim the Rishonim had a Mishnah that tell them that always by the Parah Aduma, it's done with Klei Glolim. So in Kain, Hadra Kushel Aduchte, and by Yosef before you could use a Kli Cheres which is Makabel Tumah, and right, always we say that you cannot use things which are Makabel Tumah. So the first heritage of the Ramban and the Rishenim is that our sugya is going to Din Daraisa. Midaraisa you could use even Kainim which are Makabel Tumah. And that was a Chumash de Rabbanan that they said, use Kainim which are not Makabel Tumah. That's heritage number one. Heritage number two, the Ramban says, is that it depends when you use them. Until you put the Eifer Para in, then it was done B'Klei Glal, B'Klei Avon, B'Klei Adama. But once you put the Eifer in, so then you can use any Kli that you want. What's the difference? What might have come in before putting in the Eifer, and after putting in the Eifer? Says Ramban, that once you put in the Eifer, it's no longer Makabel Tumah. So, like we say, B'Alma, that Mechata Shenagam Hem Sheret Tohirin. Ramban quotes some memra that mechata shenagam hem sheretz tohira. So therefore, until we put in the Eifer, the water or the Eifer could be mekabel tumah. So it was very very careful to use things which are not mekabel tumah. Once you put in the Eifer, so it doesn't really matter anymore. Even if the kli be mekabel tumah, it's only matami the mechatas because mechatas shenitmu b'sheretz tohira. That's teretz of the Rishenim. Gevaldik teretz. If this din would be true, this Rishonim in his Oros on the Ramban, and we found also in the Menitzivim, Rami Sode asks us, he quotes the Ran, he didn't have the Ramban, that there's no such Gemara. There's no such Gemara that Mechata Shinim Mutahir. No such Gemara, and the heart doesn't make sense, and there should be such a Gemara. Hare, why should they be tar? There's water, and there's Eifer. At least the water is Makabel Tumah. Why should it no longer be Makabel Tumah? There is a mission in Edinus, which is quoted in the Gemara of Sochim. The water that's in the Beis HaMikdash is all Mashkim are not Makabel Tumah. Water that's Mashkim that are Kaddish are not Makabel Tumah. But that's only by Kodshim Amish. It's Halacha Moshe Mesinai there. The Ramban doesn't quote that Gemara. He's quoting a different Gemara. So both the Netziv and Rabbi Zalman, both of them start to say that the Ramban is based himself on the Gemara in Zlachim Naftali Gimel. The Gemara there says the Shita Shav Elezer, the Elezer that holds Mechatas Shenitbu Akati Metarim. Mechatas even once they became Tomei, the mind itself is Tomei, but it could still be Metar people. It could still be used as mechatos. That was maybe what the Ramban was referring to that Gemara. So the Rishonim asks that number one, the Ritva is mafurish not this way. Ritva is mafurish that the mechatos themselves are tohirim, and also that's only Shita Shel Rabbi Elazar. The Chum argue on that. The Chum say that the mechatos are tameim, and they're not metayer. So again, Tadri Kusha Duchte, what does the Ramban mean? So maybe a little possibility in the Ramban. I don't know which Gemara the Ramban is quoting, but the Ramban is not referring to the fact that they're tar legamri. Ramban means maybe that the unique chumras that were said by mechatos were not said after the mayim is niskadish. You find a lot of chumras by mechatos, mishnais and para. That's in paragudah, being a paragudah of para. That anything that's right for tamei to be tamei medris. Is makabel tumah by is tamei legabi chatos. It says tamei mamish legabi chatos. And Yeshua says anything that's right for any tumah, any kli that could be makabel, any tumah, is considered tamei legabi chatos. I mean, the fear of Yeshua avada has to be very machmir where you put your mechatos into. Any kli which is makabel tumah is tamei legabi chatos. So with these chumers that were these chumers drabanim that were said legabi mechatos, could be the Ramban holds that these chumers only said until kiddush. From Kiddush and on, there's no more, there's not said this din. And the reason would be, is that the Chumra was to say how to make Mechatos. Once you already have Mechatos, so then it's like Natsus Mitzvosai. It's already a Dover Shalim. It's completed. And then it wasn't said these Chumras and these Dinim. Ismach to this is the Tezun Zvachim Naftali Gimel. And this din of Rebbe Lezer, that mechatos shenitmu mitarim, Tais says it's only if mechatos were nitmu after they became mechatos. If they became tamei before they became mechatos, and then you mekadesh them, then they're not really mechatos. heard the verse like this, that once they became Echata, so that's already a Gemar and a Shlemus. That's their din. Then they're not Mekabel Tum, then they can still be Mitar. But until they're becoming Mechatos, they're not yet Royal Mitzvahsam, so then they're possible to become Mechatos. And there's that the Ramban can know that all the Chumras that Chazal said, the Gabi Mechatos, that any Kli which is Roy for Kabbalah's Tumas, is Tumi the Gabi Mechatos, that was only said until Kiddush. After Kiddush, it wasn't said. So Mela, the Chumra that you have to use Kalor to name the Kabbal Tumma, that Chumra, that Mela, was only said until Kiddush. That should be a possibility in the Rambam.
Another Hara here. Gemara goes through different ways to test whether it's Machnis Mashka or not. So the Gemara number Beis brings that, Hayatari Tipa Achar Tipa, Biadua Shekoinet Mashka. The last mahalach is that if you dropping one drip after another drip, coming out, that's right that it's koinitz mashke. So Rashi says that this also is a way to be baidik. This also is another mahalach of bedika, whether it's dripping one drop after another drop. So the Aruch Lener asks, how come all other mahalachim are much more difficult? This is the easiest by far. How come everyone argues with this? And why is this mentioned last? This is the most simple. And he has another question, is that beforehand, all the other ways the Gemara said, we said that if it doesn't work, then biyadua, shemaitzi mashke. We see that it's only maitzi and it's not machnis. How come over here we didn't add on to that last point? Biyadua said it's maitzi and it's not machnis. So Aruch Lener says, Gvalt, Gepshan in the Gemara, he says, Lule Perish Rashi. Pshan in the Gemara is, that avada, this is not the way to be baidik, whether it's machnis mashke. It could be that, even if it doesn't drip one drop after another drop, it's still machnis mashke. So really, this is checking how big of a hole is the haitzuas mashke. But it could be that the shear of machnis mashke is a little bit smaller than this tipa achar tipa. So even if it's not yeri tipa achar tipa, it could be that really it is machnis mashke. Just what the Gemara is saying here is the other way, is a simin ladover. If it was yeri tipa achar tipa, then it's definitely machnis mashke. Then the hole is even bigger than the hole of being machnis mashke. So it's just a simon to show whether it's machnis mashke. But it's not really a test in whether it's machnis mashke or not. Because it could be that even though it's not dripping one drop after another drop, it's still is machnis mashke. The Aruch Lener brings a smach to this that the Rambam doesn't quote this shear. Why did he leave this out? And I'm like, this is not the real shear. The shear machnis mashke is not this. This is just a way to discern whether it's being machnis mashke. This is the mahalach of the Aruch Lener. Very good. Shmack up Shad in the Gemara. Beduk in the Gemara. B'chor is not the Shad in Rashi. We now go back to the Gemara to the din of Etzba. So it says in the Mishnah that every Aver that has a Tipoiren has an Etzem, but it could have an Etzem and not have a Tipoiren. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So the Gemara explains that if it has a Tipoiren, it's a Metame, Bamaga, Masa, and Oya. If it does not have a Tipoiren, only an Etzem, then it's not me v'magav v'masa, and it's not metami v'oyo. Why is it metami v'magav v'masa? So Rashi says, because it's because of the etzem sheboi. Etzem kesayir is also metami v'magav v'masa. But tumas oyo is only by an aver. We're talking about where it does not have a kezayis basar. If it has a kezayis basar, it's beigach tami mitzad the basar. Rather, it does not have a kezayis basar. So it can be metami mitzad the basar, but it's tami mitzad the shame aver. So if it has a tipoyren, it's an aver. It doesn't have a tipoyren, so it's not an aver, rather only mitzad the etzem. The difference is mitami v'magav v'masa and not v'oyo. And then the Gemara of Rabbi Yechon is mavur that even when it does not have a tipoyren, if it's nisperes lagav hayar, that also makes it an aver. So there are two ways to make something into an aver. Either it has a tipoyren, even if it's not nisperes lagav hayar, or if it's nisperes lagav hayar, even without having a tipoyren. You need an etzem, that's for sure. But besides the etzem, you need one other thing. Either to also have a tzipayren, or to also have these peres agavaya. That's the word of the Gemara, and that's the Rama Paskin's Paragvezit to Masmeis HaLachazayin, that either it's a peres agavaya, or if it has a tzipayren, it's mitami boya. Heard these are two different drachim. Each way is what makes it into an aver. Each one makes it into an aver. However, we find two other dinim that are totally in extra fingers, And yet there's a difference between Yesh Baitzi Peirin Ve'inin Isperas Agav Ayad and Ein Baitzi Peirin Ban Isperas Agav Ayad. Where do we find this? In the Morin Kiddushin and Achofei, it says that if the Odin knocks at one of the Ivarim of his Eved, so he goes out to Chirus. And who then if he knocks out an extra finger that the Eved has? The Eved also goes to Chirus. But Tez Rabbi Yechanan, Huvin Isperas Agav Ayad, like Rabbi Yechanan Bayas. And there's no mention there that also, if it has a tzipurin, even if it's not as far as Agav Ayad. It's not mentioned bichlal. The Chazon Ish in Kodshim, Siman Chavav, Siman Chavav, Siman Chavav, Siman Chavav, points out that some of the Milsa, that an Etzbi Yisrael has a tzipurin. And yet Rabbi Yechanan said, the tzipurin is not good enough. Rather, you need as far as Agav Ayad. So we see that Nisperas Agav Ayad, even without a Tzipayren, is better than the Mile of Tzipayren. Tzipayren, for Gabi Tumas Mace, both the Tzipayren or Nisperas Agav Ayad make it into an Aver. But the Gabi Evid Yoytzi Lecheros, only if it's Nisperas Agav Ayad. The Tzipayren itself is not going to do it. That's one case. Similarly, in Becheros enough, man, hey, the Gabi Mumin of a Koyin. If the Koyin had a Yaseres and he cut it off, so it's called a Mum. Because now he's missing the extra finger. Rabbi Yechanan says there that only when it's Isperas Agav Ayad. The Gemara there goes Vaitro, Legavi Tumas Mace, even when it has a Tzipurin and it's not Isperas Agav Ayad. It's still Matami Tumas Mace. But it says that Legavi Mum, it's Dafka Tolu in Isperas Agav Ayad. It talks like Legavi Evid. Suppose Legavi Evid only at the Chirus, and Legavi Mumun of a Koyin, it's only by Isperas Agav Ayad. But she ain't getting Legavi the Tuma of Tumas Mace, Tumas Oyel, to be an Aver. There it's good enough either by Nisperes or when it has a Tzipurin, even if it's not Nisperes. So what's the pshat? There's Efshar, possibility that when it's Nisperes Agav Ayad, that makes it an Etzba. It's called a finger. It's on the line of the finger. So now a person has a sixth finger. And makes it, that's called the finger. When it's not Nisperes Agav Ayad, we can't call it a finger. It could be another Aver. It's a undefined Aver in the person. That it could be. But to be a finger, that means you have to be in Nisperas Agav Ayad. So mainly like this. Lagabe Tumas Mace only an Aver. Any Aver has Tumas Mace. So once it has a Tzipurin, even when it's not Nisperas Agav Ayad, that makes it into an Aver. An Aver has Tumas Mace. Mashengin Lagabe Ever going at the Chayrus. Ever goes at the Chayrus, but Chav Dalad Rosh Sheivarim. Fingers are of the Chav Dalad Rosh Sheivarim that he goes out. So it has to be called a finger for him to go out. Stam knock off an aver from the Eved doesn't go out to Chirus. Only if you knock off a finger of the Eved. So therefore you need Davka to be in the Sperus Agav Ayad to make it considered a finger. Who has in Lagabi the din of a Balmum by a Koyin? Stam a Koyin that's missing an aver, an undefined aver doesn't laugh off that makes it into a Balmum. When a Koyin is missing one of his fingers, then he's a Balmum. When it's a defined Aver that's missing by the Koyin, so now he's a Balmum, something wrong with him. He's missing a finger. If he had an extra Aver, and now he doesn't have that Aver, so maybe you just fixed him up. He's not called a Balmum. The Mum is that he's lacking one of his fingers. One of his defined Avarim that he's supposed to have. That's only in that case, that's what makes him into a Balmum. So maybe Lagabe Mum and Lagabe and the Gabi Eved, it's, you need Dafkin is Barsha Gabi Yat to be a finger. Hashem and the Gabi are mission of Tumas Mace. There it's good enough that you have the shame Aver Bialma. So once it has to see player, and even when it's not in Barsha Gabi Yat, that makes it into an Aver. Next, now comes the next part of the Mishnah, which is called Kola Metami Medris, Metami Mace, Tumas Mace. But there are things that are Metami Tumas Mace, and they're not Metami Medris. So the Gemara explains, that anything which is roi for medris is also metami tmei mace. There are things that are metami tmei mace that are not roi for medris. That is something that's not right to be sat on, like a saw and a tarkov, that are not right to be sat on, and a person sits on them, we tell him, amoy denasa malachtenu, they're not oimit for yeshiva. So even if you do sit on them, they're still not metami tumas medris. So that's the case where we have things that are metami medris. Sorry, which are metami tmei mace, they're not metami medris. So in this thing, Rashi says that so in Tarkov, Rashi Maschol Asuye, so in Tarkov, says Rashi, she'enon medris hazav, tami odem v'keilim, avot mei meim tumas maga hazav. The Yoshu Yishoyinim. of a maize nas and av atumah. So Rashi says that if a zav is dirt on them, so they don't become an av to mitame adam akelim. But if a zav touches them, so they're still tame, because a zav, anything that a zav touches, any kli, which is ready to be a kli, is mitame with the mag of a zav to be a rishon. But the medris of a zav, so they don't have a tumah's medris to be tame as an av atumah. Rashi says again, Misha miyuchad yeshiva, who the avi av atumah. Rashi says twice that these things are nismayit, the Soviet Tarkov, that are nismayit, that they're not right to be an av, not right to be a medris. Rashi says not right to be a medris, to be an av, to mitame adam ubegadim. Mashmayit of Rashi is, Rabbi Sommer Garbus in Sefer Shalma Yosef and Nida, Simon Tzadi Gimel, Daig Rashi, that Mashman Rashi, that if a Zov is dearest on them, then they become a Rishon. They don't become an Av, but they become a Rishon. They can't be Metami Adam and Kalim, but it could be Metami Oichlim U'mashkim. Rashi says it's dismayit from being an Av to Metami Oichlim U'mashkim. To Metami Adam and Kalim. But it's Mashman, I gave the Medrash of a Zov, he could still be Metami Oichlim U'mashkim. This is the Maisa, the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. In Tayson Erev in Adav Chazayinim and Aleph, Tivri Maskel Ko, Benetam holds that even things that are not right for Mishkav U'Meshav, and they don't become an Avatuma, when the Zav is Nisa on them, when the Zav is lying on them, even if he doesn't touch them, they become a Rishon to Metami Oichlim U'Mashkim. That's the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, and there's a big tumult in the Rishonim, but L'Meis, Rabbi Samar Gaber is Madaik, that also Rashi by us is of that opinion. Things are according to their Madaik, other places in Rashi. But also from our Rashi itself, it seems that Rashi holds that even on things like a Sa and Tarkov that are not right to be a Medris, but they still become a Rishon, and they can be Metame Oichlim U'Mashkim. It's a little bit of an aura in Rashi that Rashi says that if the Zav touches them, they're Metame Oichlim U'Mashkim. It's Mashma that, why did Rashi have to run to a case of touching them? Why didn't Rashi talk about sitting, the case of sitting itself? And if he sits on them, even if he doesn't touch them with his guf, he can still become a rishon to tami erchlim u'mashkim. So from that part of Rashi, it's a little bit mashanah that way. Maisi brings a chorin that say this is the opinion of Rashi. Rashi agrees to Rabbeinu Tam that even if things are not right for medris, they do become a rishon. Another point around this din, Gemara here really explains the case which is things that are not roi for medris, even though they're mitame tmei meis, they're not mitame medris. But what's about the ratio of the Mishnah, the first case? That kol mitame medris is also mitame tmei meis. What does that come to include? So it seems to be machlokes rishonim, how do we pshat in this? Tais by us, the small tais of Dinah Maskel Ko, tais says that this is a kal v'chomer in the Gemara Bava Kava. There in the Gemara, it's mavur that a mapots, which is a mat made out of reeds. So this mapots is not referred to in the parasha of Tumas Meis, in Parashas Matos. The other Torah speaks out all the things that are Mekabel Tuma, Beged, Oyor, Isak. So a mapots is not mentioned over there. That's in Mekabel Tumas Meis. So is a mapots Metami B'Tmei Meis or not? So the Gemara says, and we learn out this mapot that's mekabel tumas meis from mekabel b'chomer from pachim ketanim, small jugs made out of cheretz. And the nekudah about them being small is that a person cannot fit his finger inside. So these pachim ketanim are tahirim b'zav. Why? Because the kli cheretz is only mekabel tumas me'aviroi. It's not mekabel tumas me'gaboi. So if the Zav touches the Pachim Tanim, they're tar, because it's a Kli Cheres. And it also can be Mekabel Tuma by getting inside the Kli, because the opening is so small, so the Zav cannot stick his finger in, and therefore these Pachim Tanim have no way the Mekabel Tuma from the Zav. So that's the din of Pachim Tanim. But a Mapot, however, is Tumei B'Zav. If the Zav sits on a Mapot, it becomes a Mishkov.
So Amapots is Tomei Bizov, and Pachim Tanim are Toirin Bizov. And Pachim Tanim are Lameis, Tomei Bizmates. If they're an oil Lameis, Pachim Tanim, they're Makabal Tuma. Even though you can't stick your finger inside, but the Tumas Mace goes to the whole oil. This is the din of a Tumid Pasil, which says that if something is locked up, then the Tumid does not go inside. But here are these Pachim Tanim, they have a small hole. Just, they're too small to fit one's finger inside. But there is a hole. So because there is a hole, therefore they're metame bimeis. So the Gemara makes the Kal v'Chomer. That Pachim Tanim that are Tami bimeis are Tairim Bizav. So Mapots, which is Tami Bizav, is Kol Shukain Tami bimeis. That's the Kal v'Chomer of the Gemara in Baba Kama. So Taisa says, from this Kal v'Chomer we see that anything which is Makabel, Tumat's medris is also metamit pemes. That's the kav, that it's easier to be mekabel tumat's mes than it is to be mekabel tumat from mezov. So anything which is mekabel tumat from mezov is by definition mekabel tumat from the mes. That's how Taiz explains the klal of our mission. Akoponim we see from Taisus, this klal is a klal deoraisa. It's turned out of a klal chaymer, a mida from the Torah. It tells us that it's easier to be mekabel tumas mace than it is to be mekabel tumas ziva, tumas medris. That's what we're in our Taisus. Similarly, we have a gemara in Bechiris of Lamin Ches, that a kli shetef that does not have a toich, a pshute kli eitz, another pshute, a pshutim of other kalim, kli mateches or mekabel tuma even without a toich, like a cherev. The word in the pasuk about a cherev is tamei, even though it doesn't have a receptacle. But other things like kli eitz are not mekabel tuma. They don't have a toich, they don't have a receptacle, unless they're right for medris. It's the word in the gemara in Bechiris and Neflam Medches. That's the same klal, because anything which is right for medris is automatically mekabel tumas meis from this kal v'chomer. From the Gemara in Baba Kama. That's the Mahalach of Taisus. However, the Rambam, in Parak of Gimel, of Hilchos Kelim, Malach Aleph, says the Rambam, Hamapots, Hu Hamachtzelas, Sh'organos Amenach Avolum Amenasuf. This Mapots is a mat made out of reeds. Ein Mapots Bechal Kelim Amurim Batoira. Mapots is not mentioned as one of the Kelim of Makabot Tuma. It's still Matami Bemedris, Mida Raisa. Sheribakos of Kola Mishkov. Zer Roy the Mishkov, Osuila. It's still Makabel Tumas Mishkov, because it's, the Torah says anything that's right for Mishkov, even if it's not made out of a material mentioned in Parshas Matos, but anything that's right for Mishkov is Makabel Tumas. Vechein Mistami Bemes, or Beshar Tumas Midiv Reyem. It's also makabel tumas meis midarabanan, like pshutei kliyets, and then a roi for medris. So the makabel tumas meis, my mafushin the Rambam midarabanan. Just like the Rambam says by mapot, says the makabel tumas midarabanan tumas meis. What about pshutei kliyets? The Maran Bechiris we just mentioned. The Rambam thinks so. That's also midarabanan. Zeh klal gadol, shekola mistami b'medris, mistami b'shar tumois. Anything which is tami b'medris, it's also tami b'shar tumois. But in what is it mitami? It's mitami midra bona. It's clear in the Rambam, like the Mikdash Dovir, Tzimin Nunbeiz, Tzikot Nunbeiz points out, clear that the Shittas HaRambam is that pshute kliyet at a royal medris, and mapot, which is royal medris, it's only midra bona. The Chorin of the mask that it's connected to the Gemara of Bagama. Gemara says that it's a Kal v'Chomer. Kal v'Chomer is the Araisa. How does the Rambam say that it's the Rabbana, the Kiryas Sefer here? So the Yemen and the Shaila. The Pri Megadim in Hilchos Sukkah, dealing with Tzchach, Simen Tov Reish Chav Tes, Sukkot and Aleph, and the Mishpat Zayzov. He also brings this sheet to the Rambam. The Pri Megadim there has a tzad to say, like the Rambam writes in a few places, that things that are not mefurish in the Pasuk, or call me different seifrim, but you know the deraisa, like kiddushei kesef,
is about a kiddushin b'araisa, and the Ram calls it divrei seferim because it's not mefurish in the pasuk. People are going to say, but the Maisa, the Mepharshim already say that there's a difference in the lashon of the Rambam. If the Rambam writes me divrei seferim, divrei kabbalah, or me divreihem. Me divreihem means drabanan mamish. So here the Rambam says there's only me divreihem. It means it's drabanan. I went to the Gemara Baba Kama. Says the Prima Gadim, but Bakoch the Rambam learned that that's not a real Kal V'Chomer. It's only Midrabanan we say such a Kal V'Chomer. Midaraisa, a map, but it's not a Kabbal Tumma. And Pshutei Kliyat, you're not a Kabbal Tumma. Only Midrabanan we say this Kal V'Chomer to say that they're Metame. So Akopanam, we have Machlekes says in the Rambam. The Rambam learns the Kal V'Mish is Drabanan. Pshutei, and Tais, it seems that's all Daraisa, Tais quotes a Kal V'Chomer. Tais doesn't make any asik that is tell us that it's drabanan. Pash said near not drabanan tais so that it's daraisa. Pi the kav v'chomer of the Gemara in Baba Kama. And then now we come to Shitas Rashi. So there's a Rashi in Shabbos Staff Mem Daladim and Beis. The Gemara there brings a mission on Kalim about a shida. And it says there that if the shida is 40 sa'ah, is can hold in it 40 sa'ah, then it's not a kabbal tumma, which is a klal by Kalim of Kabbalah's tumma. More words of that is dumya desak, masak metaltel moli v'reikon. So to anything else has to be metam, has to be able to be carried when it's full, and things that are hold 40 sa'ah, Chazal told us that they cannot. If you fill them up, you're not able to move them, and therefore they're not a kabbal tumma. So that's a Mishnah Kalim that's quoted there in the Gemara on Shabbos. So Rashi explains this shida is something that's used for Merkavas Hanoshim. It's a wagon. The women sit inside. So the Rishonim, Tosfos and the Rishonim, they're Tamei on Rashi. If this shida is a Merkav, so it's Raif Merkav, it's Makabal Tumas Medris. And Cain, who cares that it's 40 Sa? Merkav, even if it's Makabal, even if it's 40 Sa, it's not learned out of Dumi Desak. Mishkov is not learned out of Dumi Desak. Only by its main mace do we need to be Dumi Desak. Things that are Rayla Mishkov, it's a different parasha. There's no din of Dumi Desak, just like by the Mapot that we just saw in the Gemara Baba Kama. There you don't need Dumi Desak because it's Rayla Mishkov. So it's something which is made for riding inside. It's Rayla Merkov. You don't need Dumi Desak. And the Rishonim say, maybe that's only Gabi Mishkov, but not Gabi Tumas Mates. But for Tumas Mates, we need that it should be, that it should be Dumi Desak, and therefore if it's 40 Sa'ah, so it's not Mekabal Tumma. Say the Rishonim, it's not true. I really have a Mishnah by us. It needs a Daf Memtes. That Kol Haroi Le Mishkov is Mekabal Tumas Mates. So things that are 40 Sa'ah, But as long as they're right for Mishkov or Merkov, they're also a male of a Kabbal Tumas Mates. So how can Rashi explain that this Shida was right for Merkov? That's Rishonim's question on Rashi. A big question. So the Tesis Yontif in Kalim, Perek Chav Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. He's not directly dealing with this question on Rashi and Shabbos, but he wants to say this Chiddush. The Rashi holds that the Klal of our Mishnah does not apply to Kalim that are 40 Sa. And that does not apply. Why not? Haret Makabel Tumas Mishkov. So why is not Makabel Tumas Mace? So he's going to be Zendaik in Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi says, Rashi Divir Maschil, Kolam Atame Memedris. Says Rashi, She'ein Lecha Kli, Haroi L'Moshav Hazov, She'ein Kli Alov, the royal kabbal called tumas. The part of our Mishnah is talking about what the usage of the kli is. Like we see in the Gemara by us, in the Gemara is talking about the flip side of the Mishnah, that you have this saw and tarkov, which even if a person sits on them, they're not considered royal medris. Never become a yuchad for medris. Because we tell them, I'm moiv nasa malachteinu. So that's things, therefore things that are makabal tumas mace, not makabal tumas medris, because they're not Imid Lemedris. So Rashi learned that the other part of the Mishnah is saying a very simple klal, that Tumas Mace doesn't need to be a yuchat for something specific. as long as it's a kli, so it's makabel tumas meis. So anything which is a kli, which is miyuchad for medris, is by definition a kli in relationship to tumas meis, because it's a kli. Tumas meis is any kli is makabel tumas meis. Tumas medris is only a thing that have a specific use, a use that's oimid lemedris. So any kli which has a shame kli on it, and it's makabel tumas meis, is not by definition makabel tumas medris, unless it's a miyuchad lemedris. But the flip side, anything which is a kli for tumas medris is by definition going to be makabel tumas meis, because it means that it's a kli, and any kli is makabel tumas meis. That's how Rashi learned the klal of Mishnah. We're not dealing with parshas in the Torah, what was said in this parsha, what was said in that parsha. We're dealing with a very simple klal. What is the kli I mean for? What is the usage of the kli? That's how Rashi learned the klal of our Mishnah. So Memela, Rashi held that it does not apply when there are parshas in the Torah. If there's a parsha in the Torah that says that for tumas meis you need to be metaltal moli v'rika, to me the sak. So therefore, anything which is 40 sa is not mekabel moli v'rikon. It's not mekabel tumas meis. It's still mekabel tumas medris. Because medris is talking being roi lemedris. So it's roi lemedris. But it's not mekabel tumas meis. Because they have different guidelines, and different halachas in what defines, in which things are mekabel these tumas and those tumas. Our mission wasn't getting into all of that. Our mission was just saying what the usage of the kli is. That's how Rashi learned our Mishnah. The Meila Rashi holds that we could have things which are nischadish in Nisrabe in one parish in the Torah of Tumas Medris, and they're not Nisrabe in Tumas Meis. It's very good Shemakab Shat in Rashi in Shabbos. So it comes out that we have three Mahalchim had to learn our Mishnah. The Rambam and Tosfos learned that it's a klal as a klal. And anything which is makabel tumas medris, by definition, is makabel tumas meis. Tosfos says that's learned out of a kal v'chomer. More mamakama. Ram says it's drabanan, kinir, the Ram learned that kal v'chomer was not a real sfarmi deraisa. Akoponim, they learned that as being a klal. In things, in the actual, in what's yem makabel, what's not makabel tuma. Rashi learned that this way. Rashi learned that it's only talking about the usage of the kli. But could be things are nisrabe in one parsha and not nisrabe in the other parsha. Just one last point here, derech agav, to be mentioned from the Gemara in Baba Kama, as the Kal v'chomer. Gemara learns out that a mapot is tomei b'tmei meis from Kal v'chomer from pachim tanim. Mapots, the makor's mapots is makabel tumas medris. By pachim tanim, they're not tomei b'maga hazav. They're not makabel tuma from the zav. So Pachim Tanim are not mekabel tuma from the Zav. And a mapot is yeh mekabel tuma from the Zav. So Mori says a kal v'chomer that Pachim Tanim, which are mekabel tuma from a mace, kal v'chomer that a mapot is mekabel tuma from a mace. That's the Gemara there. L'chaira, this is totally in what the Indian of Tumas Medris is. We mentioned this Chakira earlier in the Shira and Davov. Reblei Malin and Chilek Beis, Simin Ayin, says bring the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in a Chulin. He wants to explain what he said of Tumas Medris. Is Tumas Medris that the Medris is Mekabel Tuma from the Zav, from the Nida? Is that the Gedder of Tumas Medris? Or the Gedder of Tumas Medris is that the Medris becomes a Chefs of Tuma. Just like a Mace and a Sheretz are a Chefs of Tuma and a Zav is a Chefs of Tuma. So to the Medris it becomes a Chefs of Tuma. But not Mekabel Tuma from the Zav. He learned that this is a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos there in Chulin. But lechayra, if we would say that the tumah of medrash is that it's a chefs of tumah, not that it's mekabel tumah, then it's hard for me. It's hard to understand the gemara in Baba Kama. I mean, better said, I don't understand the gemara in Baba Kama. A pachim tanim are not mekabel tumah from himself. A mapots, Mora says, becomes a medrash, but it's not mekabel tumah from himself. Medrash is a different parasha. Medrash is that it becomes a chefs of tuma. So if we want to learn out that pachim tanim are mekabel tuma from a mace, so they should kol shekein mapachim mekabel tuma from a mace. We don't have a card to this by medrash, because by medrash is not a parasha of kabbalas tuma from the zav. Rather, it's a different din. It's that it becomes a medris. It becomes a chavis of tuma. So, l'chayru, one could have said to the Gemara there is not bringing a raya from the mapots, which is an avatuma, the mishkov. It's bringing a raya from a mapots that the zov touches. But it's not true. Rashi and Tais there speak out, talking about a mapots, which is a mishkov. And it has to be that way. Because the whole makar, that a mapots is makabal tuma from a zov, is because it's raya l'mishkov. Only because it's raya l'mishkov, that's how we know that it's a makabal tuma. Anything which is raya l'mishkov is a makabal tuma from a zov. It's a mishkov. So the Chayr Mukhar in the Gemara there, Tumas Mishkov is midin Kabbalah's Tuma from the Zav. And the Kabbal Chaymer is very glad that Pachim Tanim are not Makabal Tuma from the Zav. And Amapot is here Makabal Tuma from the Zav. So Mele, Pachim Tanim are Makabal Tuma from a Mates. Kol Shekin, that Amapot is Makabal Tuma from a Mates. If we see that it becomes a Chebs of Tuma, then it's Pachal not Dumi to Pachim Tanim, it's also not Dumi to Mates. By Mates, they need the nistam kabel tumah from the mace. Do not become like the mace. So Tarachian, what to do with the Gemara there? Ad kan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.